How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another edition of the Hoop Jack podcast series. I am your host, Chris Farmerson. My man, LeVar, is here with me.
What up?
We are going to have a very special episode today. Starting off this weekend, we're excited for a weekend for the NBA.
It's not the same, though. With
football season over,
it's not the same.
But the All-Star weekend is here.
Yes.
First stuff on the docket. It's usually the one of the fan favorites is the slam dunk contest. I think this is going to be a make or break.
You know, after the travesty
of the last few years,
right? Well, the travesty they did to I forgot who it was, but when the dude in Miami won because of Dwayne Wade.
It was
messed up. And what? And I think it was Aaron Gordon that said
that.
He said that he'd never do the dunk contest again. Y'all messed it up. Y'all fumbled the bag.
He should have won it when he jumped over the Orlando mascot.
How do you get all 50s but lose?
I don't know. Because it's the windmill. He did like the from the free throw line. I'm like, you gotta do something more. Because he had the highest total score and still lost. LaVine did it twice from the free throw line. I think the second time you do it, you gotta come back with something different other than the free throw line.
To do anything from the free throw line. I can't even run full speed for the free throw line without trying to damn near pass out. That's messed up. I'm not that fat, y'all.
So, a lot of the with the dunk contest kind of having slacked over the years, this one kind of what we don't know what it could look like.
The what if of
this is the dunk contest every basketball fan wants to see.
Yes.
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon come back.
Mm-hmm.
You add Ja Morant and Zion Williamson, who probably won't do it. They won't do it. We all add in LeBron in there. He would have never done it.
The thing is, LeBron got some dunks, but he's not. I'm not gonna say he's a flashy dunker, like as in like doing a whole bunch of tricks.
His Miami days. He can dunk on everything. His Miami days probably.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
I think you put him back in his Miami days. He probably would have. He would have given us some highlights.
I just see him dunking on every damn body, not doing a whole bunch of trick dunks though.
Right, but if this matchup were to happen, who do you think would win?
LaVine.
Oh, I got Zion.
I'm always going LaVine.
I'm going Zion, but here's the thing: you saw what he could do at Duke, and you just see the capability of what he has now in New Orleans.
True.
I definitely think, and he has the hops to where he can do it.
He do.
He's a big guy, but he can get up there.
Let me tell you, LaVine in a warm-up. LaVine
can
talk
soar.
About jumping from the line.
Yes,
he jumped from, it was about probably that far in front of the line. He did a 360 between the leg. This is when he was at, of course, when he was at Minnesota. But he did a 360 between the leg from damn near the line. Never seen that happen. He didn't do it in the dunk contest. Of course not. Guess he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
Yeah.
Next one we have up is the Starry 3-point contest.
Starry, yo. Bring Sierra Miss back, man. Come on.
Who thought Starry would be
that? That just really, like, it sounds like you're going to get it from a corner store or from Food Lion.
I feel like Starry is the name of, you know, the strip club you go to.
Right beside
now
Cheetahs.
Now coming to the stage. Starry.
Yes, a chick with 12 bullet holes in her ass.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want no damn Starry, man. I'd rather go get Mountain Lion.
Get your dollars ready.
I'd rather go get Mountain Lion and drink that before I get Starry, yo. Whole bunch of damn sugar.
Give me some RC Cola.
RC Cola. Burn the insides of my stomach out, yo.
RC Cola.
That shit can clean the battery like no other, yo.
I can clean anything off your car.
And it's going to have you moving full speed.
You let it sit there? That'll take the rust right out of
it. No, you used to always clean my battery terminals with it.
Yeah, my gosh. The other one that we have is the Skills Challenge. It's not up there. It used to be the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. Now it's Kia. Which,
hey, Kia's been in the league for a while now.
Well, that's because Blake Griffin sponsored it. That was the only reason he won is because he brought out the Kia car.
Yeah, he jumped.
We all know he won that dunk contest because he was jumping over a sponsored
car. You gotta do what you gotta do, y'all.
Gosh, I need the money, man.
You had to do what you gotta do. Hell, LeBron was selling the K9 after that. That K9 car. K900. It was a nice car, though.
At the time.
It really was, though.
At the time. So you have Team Antetokounmpos, which is the brothers. Then you have Team Jazz featuring Jordan Clarkson, Walker Kessler, and Colin Sexton.
Yep.
Then you have the rookie team, which is Paolo Banchero, Jaden Ivey, and Jabari Smith Jr.
I think the rooks.
I like the rooks in this one by a lot because they have something to prove. Mm-hmm. They've shown this is probably the most confident I am in the rooks team in any other year previous.
And I don't think anybody on Giannis' team can hit a three.
No, that's messed up. I mean, Team Jazz.
That's messed up.
Team Jazz is a good chance with Clarkson and Sexton.
They can shoot from deep.
And they can.
Clarkson definitely can shoot from deep.
But like you said, all these events are happening Saturday, today, February 18th.
Yep.
Dunk contest is at 8 p.m. I think the 3-point contest is 4. Actually, around that time. It's either the first. No, the skills challenge would be first.
Skills challenge first.
Three-point contest second. And the dunk contest is always last. Yeah. It's always last.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that three-point contest, yo. And the dunk contest, because I want my boy McClung.
So we're taking McClung to win the dunk contest. Yes. 3-point.
I'm taking either Dame Dollar or Hero.
I'm taking Markkanen. Or Huter.
Yeah, Huter's the
I'm taking
Huter.
I might take Huter over everybody else because what he's done this year in Sacramento,
true.
I don't think we've seen a lot recently. But I think the only other time probably is when he was with Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to be the dark horse, though, of it all is going to be Buddy. Because Buddy's a straight-up three-point shooter. That's all he knows. He doesn't know anything else.
What'll be interesting to see is... who's the favorite? I think if you pull up FanDuel, you probably... You have internet right here? Yeah. So we're going to check to see the favorites. Just look up FanDuel or Fan, you know, something like that. The favorites for the three-point contest. Because you can definitely find it.
Oh, shit.
Because it'll be interesting to see kind of the favorites for each.
While we do that, because, you know... Every time you want to try to do something.
Every time you want to do it, it is what it is. But I think with the time being, we're still in the middle of February. We can't decide whether we want hot weather, cold weather,
that. Let's see. Yep. Buddy Hill.
Buddy Hill's favorite.
Yep.
Who are the rest? Let's see. Buddy Hill's a favorite. It would have the list. The odds, yeah. So Buddy Hill... Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Halliburton's the last one.
Yeah.
The odds. What are the odds on him?
Who?
I think he can slide over. No, go up, slide. What are the odds? Furthest down. His odds, and then slide up. He's at plus +750. So you put $1 in on Halliburton, $7.50 chance would win. You put 10, that's 75.
True.
You put 100, that's 750.
Shit.
But it's the confidence of, do you think Halliburton can do it? I think so. Buddy Hield's a favorite. Damian Lillard's right there, but I'm surprised Lillard was not number one.
You know, the thing is, Lillard's about scoring, period. So it's more of a.
But I'm
Lillard
taking,
has more of an all around game.
But if it was up to me, I'd pick Huter. I'd pick Huter over anybody in the heartbeat. And then, dunk contest, we're both taking McClung.
Yep, taking McClung.
Skills challenge, I'm taking the Rooks.
Yep.
What we decided to do for fun was our
let's get it
all-star, you know, picks.
Let's get
it. We're gonna draft, and just as a reminder, because this has happened, we cannot pick the injureds. We cannot pick Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, or Zion Williamson. They are injured. They are not able to participate in the all-star game. We're both gonna pick a captain, and we're just gonna do one and one, back and forth. We'll start with our starters, then we'll go with the reserves. And then we'll go from there and pick our teams. You can either pick captains first or pick player first.
I'm going to pick captain first.
Okay.
And it's going to be Giannis.
All right. I'm going to take LeBron. And then first pick, I'm going to take Luka off the board.
Hell of a pick. Somebody say that. It's hell of a pick. Kyrie.
All right. You take Kyrie.
Take Kyrie off the board. Let's go, Kai.
I'm going to take Donovan Mitchell. take Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, you can't knock Donovan Mitchell scoring 70 damn 1 points.
I'm going to take Donovan Mitchell off the board.
And I'm going to take Tatum.
All right. Tatum starting? Oh, yeah, he is. Take Morant.
Damn you.
Take Morant off the board.
I need me a big man.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to whine, though, but... Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him beat.
And then I'm going to take, I think it's between Jokic and Markkanen. I'm going to take Markkanen. You can take Embiid.
All right, you got Embiid.
You can take Jokic.
You know what? Jokic. And I should smack myself with that because I didn't even see. Jokic, I apologize. I really apologize, man. Because I already said
that. Jokic is the last for the starters.
I really apologize because I already say you can play in any era of basketball because of the way you play. And I really apologize. Man, Jokic. Oh, I'm just upset about myself.
All right, so we have our starters. Now we go through reserves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give me Sabonis. I need a good wing and a shooter.
I'm going to get, as I think, one of the best offensive players right now, and that's my boy Alexander. From OKC right now, yo.
Oh, I thought about it. No, here's the thing. I was looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but I'm like, maybe I can get him after this one. Yeah. But I was like
that's, Sabonis, I'm really about Sabonis, Alexander Sabonis right now,
Sabonis was
yo.
That like, oh, give me Ant. Give me Kermit. Give me Ant. Give me Anthony Edwards.
Give me Kermit. That's hilarious.
Those of you who don't know the reference... Those of you who don't know the reference, that is from the movie Hustle.
Yeah.
Which I think is still one of the top, like, that's a top five sports movie of all time. Because that's, Adam Sandler takes a serious role in that.
Man, I love Adam Sandler. All his movies.
But the fact that he recruited so many basketball icons in that movie.
To get me in that movie,
That's great.
I'm going to take Dame Dollar.
Okay. I'm gonna take Jaylen Brown because I want to see that Tatum Brown matchup.
That's you know what I said that I want to see them go against each other. I don't want to see them play against each other.
I want to see Brown. Who could top one?
Yeah, I want to see Brown go ahead and eat Tatum.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that happen.
And then from there, damn it, you know I love him to death, but. I gotta go with my Bulls, man. I gotta go with DeRozan. Yeah, I gotta go with DeRozan.
Let's see. Gotta have a good mix. Give me Fox.
Damn it.
Give me De'Aaron Fox.
I knew you were
gonna
do that though. That's what, Fox. And I was thinking. That's why I was like,
because
I knew you were gonna do that though.
It's also the fact that. He should be higher up on that list,
yeah.
And he was so not, and he was so underrated this whole, like,
I was
just because him and Sabonis.
I was trying to see if you're going to hold off, but
I wasn't.
I get 18. Because
the only other one I was looking for is still on the board. It's like, it's on, like, the right side.
I'm going to get just, that AE, that Anthony Edwards, yo.
I got Ant.
You didn't get him.
Yes, I did. I said Ant.
Damn it, you did. I forgot about that. You sure did. Kermit.
I picked up Ant. I picked up Kermit.
I forgot. You
I made that joke.
We had a whole joke about
it. Yes, and he just missed it. Flew right by him.
What am I doing
right
now?
You got some good picks left.
I know, and that's why I'm staring hard. I don't know why I'm staring hard. I'm picking up Bam. I need another big man.
Ooh, okay. Give me... You picked up Dame, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Gotta have Dame Dollar, boy.
I need a big. Give me Randall.
He better do something in 3-point.
He better
contest.
Do something.
Shit, at least make it to the second round. I'm going to give it to the young boy. I'm going to get Tyrese.
Oh. I wanted to pick him up, but I was feel like I'm going too guard heavy.
Well, that's why I went.
I'm going a lot. I mean, it's a good mix, but when I picked up Ant Brown and Fox, it was three straight guards. give me You probably won't like this because I feel like there could be some people above him, but I'm going to take Jared Jackson Jr.
That's somewhat of a big man.
It's somewhat of a big, but I feel like it was...
He's long as shit, though.
But he's so temperamental. Whole year he's been temperamental.
You never know what you're going to get out of him.
You don't know. It's like he can have a really good game one night, the next night he's ejected.
I'm getting Drew. If I'm going to have Giannis, I got to have Drew. Let's go, Drew Holiday.
So let's see. Left on the board. He still got PG.
Yeah, still got PG.
Still got Siakam. Siakam,
yep.
Still got. Oh, you picked up Bam, didn't you?
No, yeah, I picked up Bam. You picked
up Bam. Mm-hmm. I think those are the last two.
That's the last two.
Siakam and PG.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad because here's the thing. Both guys have been okay this year. PG has not been outstanding as he normally is this year.
Yeah, he's playing good basketball. He's just
Siakam has kind
of. He's actually been in the mid range of a decent, you know, like a like he's a little bit over 20 points.
Because I want to see.
I can see what you're about to pick. Because you're gonna go. You have to pick it.
I'll go Paul George.
And I was wrong.
I'll go Paul George. Because here's the thing. You look at the even amount. I have at least six big men. I need about six decent guards, wings. Okay. I think Paul George could still be come off the roll.
Well, see, the thing is, my team is universal.
So, and if you your team's universal.
My team's universal. So let me explain when I say my team's universal.
I want to hear this. Look. I want to hear this.
I got a center that basically can play point guard.
Uh-huh.
I got a center that basically runs like a damn deer. I don't care what anybody say, Giannis is center or power forward, but he runs like a damn deer. Then I got Kyrie Irving, what we said.
Okay.
You see how I had to sit back on it with the folded arms?
Sit back on it. Here's the thing with mine. We have...
Luka.
We have the scoring.
Yeah.
We have the depth. A lot of different rotations can happen here.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the leadership in LeBron.
And ain't no damn leadership in the party. Y'all made me do some more on that. We just here for the numbers now.
And we still, you know, we got the drive too. You look at the guys who can drive and give you a good bucket. Mitchell Morant and Ant.
Y'all
can
do have the strong. Y'all, you got Fox
inside game that can drive.
You got Fox too. Fox can good pass anybody. Yeah. I don't give a damn who playing defense against him. He fast as hell. It's not easy. So, his last name was Fox.
Here's the one thing I'm also going to get. We're going to guess the Elam ending, because the Elam ending is a big thing now that the All-Star break. What would be the what's going to be the Elam ending number?
Man, you trying to break my forehead. I have no clue.
So, you know it's going to be high score.
You give me a number and let me work off of that.
So, all right. So, being that it's the All-Star game, it's going to be a high score.
Yeah, last time it was like 150 or something like that.
I'm going to go Elam ending will be 160. I'm going to go the Elam ending will be 160. Yeah, here's why. It's basically, this game is basically like the Pro Bowl. It's a lot of high flying, a lot of scoring, a lot of shooting.
Right.
You're going to see like Luka shoot from like half court.
They don't play defense until the end.
No.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's going to be 160, I think,
I'm looking more of a 155.
Uh-huh.
Because...
Do you think it'll be higher or lower than that? Because mine was generous because I think it could go up. But you don't know because that fourth quarter is when the defense hits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know.
That's officially.
But you want to know? It was like one. I you know what? I'm going to say it's going to be higher.
You think
I
really it's going to be higher?
Because since they've started
this. You'd want to break the record.
Yeah, and since they've started this, they have everybody's a scorer now. You know what I'm saying? And they have a lot of people on the court for both teams that can shoot. You know what I'm saying? They can shoot a three-pointer, and that's going to be a very big thing.
Yeah.
A lot of teams, Dame Dollar, you already know Tatum's going to probably shoot, I don't know how many threes, but I really feel that
Brown's
it's going to be higher.
Brown's going to shoot. Sabonis is going to shoot.
Yeah, so.
Luke is definitely going to start shooting the threes.
Damn, Luke. Luke's a straight-up baller, man.
So, it's up to you. I picked 160 just as, you know, let's think of it like from last year.
165. Bam.
165.
Touchdown.
All right. So, we have our picks for the All-Star break. Hopefully, one of us will work out here and there, but who knows what happened. We're going to be right back with more Hoop Jack, guys, so stay tuned.
Yes, sir.
And we're back, guys. So one of the things that is coming up with the All-Star, you kind of like to see what would have been, what could have been,
what should have been,
what should have been. All that we saw, I saw this on Instagram, provided by the Score. I wanted to see what we could come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Build a starting five of zero-time All-Stars. And it's the fact that these guys never made an All-Star team is insane by itself.
It blows my mind seeing
these.
So
some of the names include Rudy Gay, Richard Jefferson, Monte Ellis, Lamar Odom, Jonas Valanciunas, Jason Terry, CJ McCollum, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of star power, but
yes,
very underrated star power.
And then even Al Jefferson. Al had one of the best seasons, and I couldn't. I remember him having that,
yes,
that season in Minnesota.
That was a breakout year in Minnesota.
And he didn't make the All-Star team. That's crazy.
So, we'll each come up with a starting five.
All right.
Yep, new sheet of paper. New sheet of paper. We're going to start from there.
There you go, my brother. Bow. Touchdown.
Let's see. You pick first.
All right. I got to have Monte Ellis, yo. He was one of the best scorers up there,
oh,
yo.
Oh, my gosh. He was one of the best. He's so underrated. He was Curry before Curry came into the league. Give me Lou Will.
Scoring Lou, yo.
Give me...
The only person that was able
give
to stop
me
Lou,
scoring Lou
was Iverson, yo.
Because here's the thing. He won Sixth Man of the Year so many times that it's not even... That's
he
not
had
even
it
funny.
Every year for like
he
5 years
had it nearly every year. And the one year he should not have been Sixth Man of the Year, his time in Atlanta.
Yep.
He should not have been Sixth
and
Man of the
and
Year.
And the funny thing is Lou and Crawford was going back and forth with who was winning the Sixth Man.
Yes.
You know.
So, Lou Will's my first pick.
Okay. And then I got to go with Al Jefferson. I just don't understand when I see this. His name shouldn't be up there.
give me CJ. Give me McCollum.
Damn, you did take
give me
that.
McCollum.
That was good.
Because his time in Portland was so... He was this... It was...
How can you be an All-Star when you're playing with an All-Star?
With an All-Star. That's the hard part.
And you're in the West with so
many...
With
so many good guards. Yeah. It was guard dominant.
Guard dominant.
The time in the West.
And he was averaging... Well,
at
over 20 some
points.
Points
a game. That should have been a team that had that opportunity to make it to the Western Conference Finals. Not a championship, but they were a team that was on the rise. They
true.
Were on the come up.
True.
Especially and, that year they beat the Rockets with Dwight Howard and all them.
Right.
They definitely should have had more.
No, so check what I'm about to say. Oh, this guy right here, yo.
He's got the Birdman hands going. He's going to rack up a check right here.
This guy right here, man. People used to look at this dude and be like, how is he scoring buckets? But he had the most awkward shot out of every NBA player.
No,
it was
you're
my
doing
boy
this.
Martin, yo.
Oh, my God.
My boy Martin, yo.
Oh my
yo, he
gosh.
Shot it from like down here and flicked it up. And when I say that shit fell, yo,
that was,
he used to kill cats like that,
what?
Man. He was a baller, yo.
Oh, man.
When he was in Sacramento, you knew that's who you had
you
to check.
Knew. You
that's
knew.
Who you had to check.
Oh, goodness. All right, so I got my two guards. Mm-hmm. Give me...
Don't you do it.
Oh, because it's like...
Don't you do?
It was so hard for him because he was basically the fourth man on that team
and could never can
never got
never
it.
Was a chance to
give
get in there.
Serge Ibaka. Yeah. Give me Serge Ibaka.
Bro,
he was not given the credit due because I gave
especially
I,
for that team when
no,
he was balling.
Was,
yo.
He was Serge Ibaka because
yeah.
he got blocks.
Defense,
he was defense champion,
scoring,
bro.
And without him,
but that Oklahoma City Thunder team would not have made it that far without him because, oh my goodness.
Man, I'm telling you, without
Serge Ibaka
him,
was not
everywhere.
It was not fair to him because the fact that you had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant on that
right.
team, you were obviously not going to be the top guy for
no.
an all-star team,
no
let
way,
alone
man.
The big man at that time.
He was just on the wrong team
no,
at the wrong
he was
time.
On the wrong, he was on the right team, but at the wrong
well,
time.
Well, yeah.
Right team at the wrong time not to get the nod.
All right, once again, another guy
oh my goodness.
That used to, you know, you come to their town, and you know that's the person you got to check because he's about to jump out of the gym and dunk on everybody in the damn gym. Oh. And that was my boy Smooth, a.k.a. Josh Smooth. You know, Josh Smith was a baller.
Gosh.
He was a straight-up baller. And the thing is...
He was a shooter, too.
He was a shooter.
He was a good shooter.
He was cursed because of all the big men that was in the East. And that's the reason why he couldn't get in there, yo.
No, because at that time... Let me think. You're looking at early. You're looking at 2010.
You're looking at Kevin Garnett.
You're looking at Shaq. You're looking at Shaq.
You're looking
still.
At every big man. Period on that East. Like, I still don't believe Al Jefferson didn't make it. I'm trying to. I still can't wrap my head. But bam, Jay Smooth. Bow.
All right. Let's see. I got two guards and a big. Here's the thing. Probably one of the most underrated shooters of all time.
That could be anybody up here.
He is a champion.
Okay. All right.
But
that shortens it down.
That shortens it down. But I think people understand that he had probably one of the higher percentage percentages on his team at that time. Give me Shane Battier.
Yeah.
Give me Shane Battier.
Mr. Defense himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was worse than shit, yo.
Bro, his shot
was so
worse. Bam.
Yeah, no, his shot
form, was so
and
quick.
You know what? It reminded it was just like you
it
knew
was
Ray
like
Allen.
Ray Allen.
Yeah.
That was the problem too. Ray Allen was number one, Battier was probably number two. Mike Miller would have been three at that time.
At that time. That's
Mike
true.
Miller was probably number three. But still, Shane Battier was probably one of the best shooters on that team. Got his ring, but you know, still one of the more underrated.
And
all
then
right?
Yeah. Here's my I guess this is going to have to be my last thing on the choice. And I'm fighting between my boy Crawford. Matter of fact, I ain't fighting no more Crawford. What am I doing,
you gotta
yo?
Get, you know.
Gotta have Crawford, yo.
Mr. Euro.
Yeah, Mr.
That,
Euro.
Oh,
Mr.
my gosh.
Man,
that,
first of all,
bro,
he had the
Euro,
best handles in the league at that time.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody could catch
him.
No. Nobody could stop that man handles.
No.
And I used to call him Mr. 4-point play.
Yeah. Because
every time he hit a three, he was getting fouled.
All right, so we're down to my last pick.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot left on the floor. I think if I really wanted to, I think about this. At that time, he was probably one of the best power forwards to play.
I know what you're talking about.
But I think if he had just stayed away from the Kardashian curse,
he wouldn't have had that problem.
He
I was thinking the same thing.
I would take Lamar Odom.
That damn.
He had the Kardashian curse, bro. He dealt with the plastic.
So, man. That must be the most.
Gosh, that
the
is.
The best snatch in history, man. Y'all can't. Every. Kardashians. You're turning people into other people. You're making them broke. Like, what do you have in your innards that is causing the situation?
It's like
everybody. Gosh. The only one that maybe ASAP Rocky is surviving a little bit.
Nah,
I haven't heard no music from him in a long time.
We also who am I thinking of? The other guys he had with Kylie Jenner. What's his name? You know who I'm thinking of.
I can't remember his name.
But I can't remember his name because it's been too long.
Golly, the list is too. Yeah.
It's not.
Shit, Ray J went crazy for two weeks.
Kanye has lost his mind.
Oh my boy, Kanye! God damn, I forgot about Kanye.
I mean, also people forget about Chris Humphries.
Oh, Humphries was balling before he got with them too.
He was.
He did just got a good contract. You know, he averaging 15. He having the double digits.
With the Wizards.
He had 15 and 12 or 15 and 11. And
gosh.
That damn Kardashian snatch.
That curse, bro.
Shit got to be terrible, boy. Gosh, Lee. Made one of the best track and field people ever. Change it to a woman.
My gosh.
And then the thing was...
A decathlete.
Yeah, he was a decathlete.
He was a decathlete.
Yeah. He did everything,
gold
yo.
Medal.
He was the best. He changed to the woman.
But here's the thing.
And then he still was good.
After he changed to the woman, he was good. Well, part of it, part of it, you can't blame the Kardashians. You probably could, but I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm saying partly. But you can find out
when you're the only man in the house, and then you have living around all that, and you seeing how it's being glorified.
I'm not saying it was perfect. I'm not saying it was healthy. I'm just saying a lot of it chipped away at him for a long
time. Yeah, that's what I think it was.
If you also look at the documentary that they had, it was the untold story about him. Mm-hmm. It was, he had fought it while he was, you know, touring and with a Wheaties box.
But the best thing is, he still stayed the same person, yo. Inside.
Inside.
He stayed the same person, yo. I mean, he still was a good, genuinely good person. And no matter what people said, no matter what people tried to, you know, put on him or any other thing like that, he still was a good person, even dealing with the Kardashians. Them damn Kardashians.
The damn Kardashians.
Gosh.
One of our last bits of basketball for this week. Commissioner Adam Silver unveiled a new detail with the NBA app that will allow you to virtually put yourself into highlight reels. Mm-hmm. First thing.
God, I wish I had this.
No.
I wish first I thing, had this when
first
I was
thing, First thing, all I'm going to say is, do not let the old heads get in.
Don't let me listen. I'm telling you right now.
Thing. No, because here's the thing.
If you let me get a hold of this.
This is going to be true comedy at its finest, bro.
You're going to be comedy. Like, damn, I didn't know you could do that.
This is going to be comedy.
I ain't going to have it all the way out here. I'm going to make my shit short. Dunk on the 8.5-foot rim, make it look like it's a 10-foot rim.
So,
get my little nephew. Come here. Dunk right on his ass, yo.
Gosh.
I'm telling you, I'm setting it up already, yo.
And two, this is comedic. I guess this is a way of more fan interaction, but I find it comical as really.
Because
here's the thing. No one's going to take this seriously. Everyone's going to think, I'm going to start making mixtapes out of this.
They're going to add this to their damn tapes.
No, this is going to add it to tapes, man. It's going to be hilarious. This is just not, you can't, here's the thing. And this is where I kind of get frustrated is people can get famous off of that for doing absolutely nothing.
Yep.
And then we do this and it's like,
right. And you got to struggle
so hard, bro.
And the thing is, I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to start doing this on a regular basis, as in they're going to edit every basketball video,
they're
put it on their channel.
Every team, bro.
You might want to beat them to it. You might want to, I'm just saying, might want to beat them to it before
it's
we say anymore.
It's the same thing when you see, like, everyone do the same dance. It's like, you want to image it. It's like,
dancing for 58 minutes to the same song.
Gosh, it's like, get a life, bro. I'm not saying this won't be
good. But I'm telling you,
I'm just saying it's funny. It's interesting.
Okay.
That fell, so we're just going to let it go as it is.
Right.
I'm just going to retake that eventually.
Yeah, okay.
But I think this is good for more creative outlet.
Yeah.
I think what they have done, they've done, you know, the scan the jersey, like, code and everything like that. They're doing this now. I think the next thing, put it in the metaverse.
That's it?
Why not? No. I just got a good idea.
What?
No, I just got a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, this will definitely tell who can really hoop. Other than, you know, people who go to the gym. Because, you know, people didn't think I could hoop. Here's the thing. Take your butt to the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
Put 2K in the metaverse. Do a 5-on-5.
Hey, play in the metaverse.
With your actual players, bro. Like, with your actual person.
Bro.
What can you really do?
Bro.
What can you really do?
First of all, let's just say the benefits of how in shape somebody about to be.
It's gonna be some tryhards out there, yo.
It'll
show people who they really are. They're gonna think they're LeBron James, but they're gonna end up looking like Joe Brown.
Man, I'm gonna tell you,
they're gonna look like Mr. Brown.
So hot though, you kind of control your movements with the stick, but you control the basketball with your hands.
Yes.
Oh my God, yo.
Let him try.
I'm gonna
start shooting. I'm gonna find me in a corner.
The only thing is, the game got to match up with the green. If I shoot the ball and it's green, I got to make an open shot, man. Y'all got to stop doing this to me, 2K. If I'm contested,
then it shouldn't go in. But if I'm wide open
and it's green,
and I have a good shot and it's green, I better go in.
That shit pisses me off so bad. But anyway, that was all stuff.
But to kind of close out, I'd like to thank sponsor, like our work with Boosted Biz, Kenichi Bear, Shop GLD. Big another shout out to Grand Headbands. They're a good. You want to keep hair out of your head or anything like that? I know. Some days I feel like I'm losing my hair, but either way, it is what it is. Another shout out that I want to reach out to, kind of a local group. I want to shout out the Virginia Hoop League.
Oh, yeah.
Big things happening going on with y'all.
The invite, yep.
Invites, I've seen the numbers.
Shout out to Ice. Doing
really well.
Shout out to Ice for winning that.
So, if you're local, if you're not, check out the Virginia Hoop League. Big things coming on the way. I know it's big around the 757 area.
It got some tough basketball, man. I'm talking about overseas, pros, all types of players coming out.
A lot of guys coming back.
If you think you can ball and you want to go out there and test yourself, Virginia Hoop League, yo.
And then
come see it.
And then also shout out to and we got the shout another shout out a while back. Shout out to IG referees. They'll probably hit us back eventually, but I want to see somebody go up against them. They're undefeated, but it's also the fact that they look at the calls how they are and
right.
You know, make the correct call. If y'all think you can do better, hey, reach out to them and
see what you can do.
But I think heading into this long weekend, I think be safe. Weather is getting cold. Weather is getting, you know,
hot,
cold.
No, no, what it's doing.
Winds going up, down, left, yeah. Right.
I saw one individual bee come out, and he was confused about life. It was one of the carpenter bees. He was just floating, like,
why am I here?
Where's everybody at?
Why am I here?
Woke up too early.
But everyone be safe out there. Make sure to keep tuning into the show. We're keeping on growing every week. I know we're small business, but small group. But hey, we do the best we can with what we got.
Yeah.
So keep following, keep liking, give us a shout out. If anyone wants to be on the show, feel free to ask. We want to hear your stories. And I know we're getting to the point where we're heading towards March and conference tournament plays. So we're about to get here real quick. So I really am excited because I want to see who we can get after effect of tournament time.
Just to see who we can get.
Be great to hear. Other than that, keep following, keep listening, and remember, don't be a bystander, be a hooper, and keep balling. Peace.
Peace.